for Anals. At 7:30, Live Art Fusion with music by the Kental Trio will be at Hemisphere in Bayshore. Pep and the Soul Explosion will be at J.C. Cove in Freeport, 8 p.m. The Bulldog Grill in Amityville presents The Still Life, 8 p.m.
Tune in to WUSB each day to hear more about your favorite performers and where they're playing. Or go to the online concert billboard at WUSB.FM, which has a schedule for upcoming months so you can plan ahead. Concert Billboard is a service of WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM. And this week, we're asking you to give generously to WUSB. Call 631-632-6901 and pledge now. Thank you.
Three minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Time once again for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for the next hour. And it's kind of hard to have a good week, or a good evening, rather, after the events of yesterday. And I want to focus on that, not for the entire hour, obviously, but certainly to start off with, because they certainly have affected most everybody that we see around us. We've all seen the horror and felt the pain in one form or another. But it's also an awakening, because this kind of thing happens all the time in so many parts of the world, and in so many cases, we pay for it. And I don't want to be one of these people that draws attention away from the horrors that happen domestically and say, well, it's much worse overseas, therefore it's not so bad here. Because, no, it is bad, it's horrible, it's something that we can never wipe out of our minds. And it's an atrocity when these things happen. But it's also, unfortunately, it's reality. It's what the world deals with, especially in tumultuous times and conflict-ridden areas. Which is why it's always not a good thing to go to war or to start conflicts or to make things shaky and unstable or to foster hate, spread fear. And we just have to hope that that's not the road we're going down here. Yeah, where were you when it happened? That's the question we'll be asking ourselves, I guess, for years to come. This show wasn't on after 9/11. It was another 2 years before Off the Wall would debut on USB. But everybody asks that question, and we all remember where we were at that particular moment. And it's interesting. I actually, for some reason, usually I'm paying attention to what's going on in the world, usually. But for some reason yesterday I wasn't. I was just embroiled in my own thing. And I actually got a message from Kyle saying, hey, something like, how about the Boston Marathon? How about that Boston Marathon? And I'm like, you know, I only found out yesterday that the Boston Marathon was being held. That's how out of it I was. Well, maybe that's not that out of it, but it's certainly out of it enough for yesterday. I didn't even know it was being held, and I just found out earlier that day, and I said, yeah, you know, in my typical wise-ass style, I said, I was watching the Pyongyang Marathon instead. I didn't realize what he was referring to. He didn't elaborate on it, so for a good 10 minutes there, I was blithely just going about my business, thinking that we were just talking about the fact that it was happening. And I was really fascinated by the fact that they had a marathon in Pyongyang. No one else seemed to know that. It was weird. Did you see the video of this? All these people running through the streets, and there are no crowds cheering them on. And, you know, I'd been there on April 15th, which is their holiest day of the year. The birthday of Kim Il-sung. It's the 101st anniversary. And of course, with all the conflict, war of words going back and forth in that region, we were paying a bit more attention to what was happening in the streets of Pyongyang and in the country of North Korea. And I kind of figured that it would come to an end yesterday because, well, the show of force, you know, it was the words were spoken. And Kim Jong-un proved himself to be a powerful leader that could threaten superpowers and show that he was strong. I kind of figured it would fade away after yesterday's anniversary, when everybody takes a day off and remembers and celebrates and various things like that. I was lucky enough to be in North Korea on April 15th, where we actually went to the massive mausoleum, saw the body lying in state of Kim Il-sung, and just witnessed an absolutely amazing event throughout the entire country. So I figured either they would launch a missile of some sort or the threats would just kind of fade away. I didn't figure that another news story would overshadow it so completely that we'd just sort of forget about it and realize that, what are we doing? Is this really worth pursuing? I mean, yeah, it's not a good thing when countries say, oh, we're going to just fire things at you. We're not even going to tell you when. And then have little animated cartoons spread around YouTube saying that we're going to hit Colorado Springs. I believe that was one of the cities. Yeah, they said Colorado Springs in Korean. You could make it out. But I heard that the map showed that it was somewhere in Texas. You know, I doubt we could find North Korean cities on a map either. So give them a break as far as that goes. I'm sure the missile would be accurate, if that's any consolation. But when all is said and done, it's just fiery rhetoric being thrown back and forth. And it's all a bit silly. And when you try to put it in perspective, we talked about this a little bit last week. Whose cities were bombed by whom exactly? You know, North Korea was pretty much obliterated by United States bombs in the 50s. And that's something that people tend not to forget. Not one single bomb fell in the United States from that country. So it's just, there is a difference. And the feeling that we get when we hear that threat that we're going to send one missile in your direction, and people don't even know if they have the capability to do that, and even if they did, that missile couldn't even make it past Guam. But we still feel a little bit uncomfortable. Well, now imagine that they have thousands of missiles, and they're much bigger than you. And they could obliterate you at a moment's notice, without even a moment's notice. That's where they are in regards to us. I'm not saying who's right and who's wrong. I'm saying it's something that we should look at as far as where they're coming from, how they're feeling, knowing that they look over their border and they see U.S. troops, knowing that there's a giant superpower that pretty much runs the world and they have so much more power. So, yeah, you know, if they say some words, some nasty words, and make some idle threats, let's try and put it in perspective. And when what happened yesterday happened, I don't think anybody thought that, it's the North Koreans at work, because I honestly don't think they would do something like that. I think everybody realizes that. So the question is, who did this? And that's what everybody is going to be focusing on for, days, weeks, months. Who knows? But the one thing I thought was interesting from the very beginning was that mass media was avoiding the use of the word terrorism. Then all of a sudden it started. CNN just started using the word terrorism, and then it became an issue. And I thought this was okay. This was the conversation I wanted to have. Because how is it not terrorism, regardless of who was behind it? It's interesting because when Obama gave his talk last night at 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, he was very careful not to say the word terror or terrorism. And then later on, they clearly defined it as an act of terror. I'm not sure if there's a difference between an act of terror and terrorism, but as far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing. Now, nothing changed. No more information has been obtained, other than gathering lots of information, but I don't think any leads have materialized as of yet. A lot of falsehoods have been dispelled, such as, well, I mean, this always happens whenever there's a story like this. There are always false facts that are presented, such as packages being found with explosives all throughout the parade route. That didn't get dispelled until today. Or the fact that there was a blast at the library. Well, that just turned out to be a fire, apparently. So last night, the fact was there were two unexploded devices and two that did explode, and now today, no, there are only two. And it's pretty much the way 9/11 went as well, because they were talking about cars exploding by the State Department and things like that. All these turned out to be untrue. Of course, the conspiracy theorists, I'm sure, will have a field day with this, saying, look, that's proof that something else was going on because they said this at this time. But it's just really bad reporting, saying facts before they have been checked out. So anyway, the definition of well, let me look at the definition of terrorism. According to, I found this earlier, United Nations Security Council Resolution 1566, whatever that means, define terrorist acts as criminal acts, including against civilians, committed with the intent to cause death or serious bodily injury, or taking of hostages with the purpose to provoke a state of terror in the general public or in a group of persons or particular persons, intimidate a population, or compel a government or an international organization to do or to abstain from doing any act, which constitute offenses within the scope of and as defined in the international conventions and protocols relating to terrorism, are under no circumstances justifiable by considerations of a political, philosophical, ideological, racial, ethnic, religious, or other similar nature. Basically, what they're saying here is that you don't need to be advocating for a particular political point of view or a particular government or a particular group or anything like that. It's all about the intent to cause death, serious bodily injury, taking of hostages with the purpose to provoke a state of terror in the general public. Well, mission accomplished. That is what happened. So I don't understand. You know, if the 9/11 hijackers, if they all just were off their Prozac and all got depressed and all decided to crash planes because of some personality disorder, would we actually say with a straight face that was not an act of terrorism? Seeing what it's done to the country, what it's done to us as people, of course, anything that that instills this kind of terror, makes people afraid of their own shadows, changes, in a weak society, changes the very nature of that society. Yeah, that's terrorism. And it can be brought about by individuals, can be brought about by groups, can be brought about by governments. It's not that hard to do. And yeah, I would go so far as to include everybody who engages in mass shootings. How are those not terrorist acts? You don't have to be a foreigner. You know, it is a terrorist act if it's a foreigner doing it. Yeah, that's the Fox News rules of journalism apply there. But, you know, even when it's just a random act, whether it's somebody listening to the voices inside their head, listening to some religious doctrine or some political agenda, it's designed to cause terror. You don't have to be sane. You don't have to be politically astute to be a terrorist. Do you think everybody who blows up a truck in Iraq or Afghanistan is all up to date on the latest politics, knows exactly what he or she wants? Probably not usually. Yet we have no trouble defining each of those acts as an act of terrorism. So I don't care if this turns out to be al-Qaeda, and it won't. This just doesn't smack of al-Qaeda to me. Or somebody domestic. And I think that's what we're looking at right now. No matter what, it was obvious from the very start this is an act of terror. Now, what does that mean? It basically means that nobody is ever safe at any time. We have to deal with that fact, and we can't let that change who we are. Acts of terror can happen at any time, any place. Yeah, it's Boston Marathon. I think that's one of the saddest things about all of this, because when you think of Boston, that's one of the first images that comes to mind. The Boston Marathon has been going on since the 1800s. And now it's ruined. Well, then again, is it ruined? That's up to us. In an ideal world, I think what the way to approach this would be to do what Norway did after that horrible mass killing a couple of years ago, where we all just go to Boston next year and support this in precisely the way that it was, not with tanks and walls and all kinds of searches of people and things like that. Because once you go down that road, you change who you are as a society, as a people. And that's something that doesn't heal easily. But what about the risk, you ask? Well, of course there is always a risk, and it's not confined to events like this. Anybody can do something like this. Anyone can leave a knapsack, and the latest thing is pressure cookers now. You'll probably have to show ID if you want to buy a pressure cooker, because that's apparently what the explosive was hidden in. Maybe backpacks, too. Maybe they'll all have to be registered. Not very likely. Which means that anybody can leave something in a crowded area, not necessarily the center of attention, but there are crowds all over the place. The fact that this doesn't happen every single day, in spite of the many reasons that people around the world have to hate our guts, tells me that the world is not that uncivilized. And that a lot of people have legitimate grievances against us are a whole lot bigger than we give them credit for. Because I don't know if I could take the high road if a foreign nation invaded my country and killed so many people, innocent people, if revenge would not be foremost on my mind years down the road. The fact that that has not happened, that it's not happening all the time, tells me that people are bigger than that. So, there's that. And there's the fact that you can have all the security in the world, but you can't have security all the time. Not that kind of security. Not as humans. And the fact that this doesn't happen all the time tells me that when something involves a bit of thought, as opposed to simply picking up a gun and spraying people, which takes a second to consider and to do if you have access and if your brain just has a hiccup for a second. But constructing something, putting it together, yeah, you know, it's not that difficult, but it's work. It's commitment. And that's enough to dissuade people. So it's not much, but apparently, for the most part, it's enough, with the horrible exception of yesterday. Now, of course, the choosing of the date, April the 15th, well, that's leaving all kinds of theories floating around. Did have something to do with Tax Day, perhaps, Patriots Day in Massachusetts. Or maybe it's got something to do with all these anniversaries that are coming up. Now, Friday is the 20th anniversary of the end of the siege at Waco, where 70 people died in that fire. The bombing of Oklahoma City, Timothy McVeigh, that happened April 19th. Well, April is a bloody month for Americans, isn't it? Then the killing of 32 people at the Virginia Tech. That was today. 6 years ago today, April 16th, 2007. And Columbine, April 20th, 1999. I don't know if it's spring or what, but all kinds of horrors seem to happen. And in Hitler's birthday on April the 20th, 420. Wow, that's unfortunate. Well, any event, the reason why I think this is something that's more internal than external, domestic rather than international, is simply because of the nature of how this was carried out. I mean, if this was one of the big groups, I think it would be a bit more dramatic than just two crudely made bombs placed close by each other. Like I said before, this isn't that difficult to do. To simply plant one, plant the other, put timers on both, stand back and watch. It just takes commitment and a lunatic. We had almost the same exact scenario happen in Atlanta. At the Olympic Park bombing. Recall that? Two people killed, 150 people injured. That was on the 27th of July, 1996, during the 1996 Summer Olympics. So you had another sporting event, another U.S. city, another bombing in a crowded area. This guy was classified as a terrorist because he had an agenda. He was part of what was known as the Christian Identity Movement. He was opposed to abortion, opposed to homosexuals. And somehow blowing up people in Atlanta was his way of expressing himself. I maintain, you know, if he had just done it for the fun of it, he'd still be a terrorist. So I think we need to start thinking about how that word is applied and not applied. But the interesting thing here is that it took a very long time to catch this guy. This happened in 1996. He wasn't caught until 2003. And before that, that other poor guy, Richard Jewell, the security guard, one of the first people on the scene, he was accused. After being a hero, he was accused of being the perpetrator, and he had to spend the rest of his life, unfortunately he passed away, had to spend the rest of his life getting his name back. But yeah, you know, it's the kind of crude thing that, like I said, anybody can do, and it just seems very similar to that type of a thing. You know, I know less than anybody working on this. All I have is my crazy theories and thoughts on the matter. But it does have that that aspect to it, that it looks like something something homemade, something domestic, and I'd be very curious to find out if there was any motivation behind it. Now, of course, the obligatory search for the dark-skinned person seen in the area was carried out, and they found a Saudi national. Even searched his apartment last night, and today announced that he had nothing to do with it. And I'm torn, you know, is that an abuse of power? Is that just pursuing a lead? It's easy to judge these things after they happen and to say, well, that shouldn't have happened. But again, you do need to pursue these things. You need to follow up on all kinds of clues. And boy, are there going to be a lot of clues. I mean, everybody was taking pictures and filming, making cell calls and all sorts of things like that. Surveillance cameras everywhere. And this could really be seen as a bad thing for individual liberty, because people will say, hey, surveillance is the only way we can catch these people. Giving up some freedoms is the only way we can prevent this type of a thing. And like I said, you'll never be able to prevent this type of a thing. And giving up freedoms, that's a permanent thing. And that changes who you are, who society is. We also had a bunch of stories spread around by social media. Social media served a purpose. People were able to say, hey, I'm okay, get word out to their loved ones. But it was also used by people to spread false stories around. It's not surprising. These aren't journalists. Not everybody who knows how to tweet or post on Facebook is a journalist. Unfortunately, a lot of quote-unquote journalists who do work for the media saw something online and assumed it was true and spread it around, and then it became a problem. Such as showing pictures of kids and saying this kid died in the blast. Horrible things like that. Things that simply were not true. So, everything you you hear about, you read about, except with a big grain of salt, because who knows? Who knows what's true and what's not? Times like this, it's important to pay attention and to remember what it is that you hear, what you see, what people say, the reactions. Who calls for unreasonable steps to be taken, and who calls for freedoms to be immediately clamped down upon? How much are you willing to take? This is where you learn a lot about who you are, who the people around you are, who our society is. All right, so, like I said, I don't want to spend the whole show talking about this. Hey, Finn, are you out there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were in the other room. Come on in here. I didn't mean for you to sit outside like that. I'll send you out if you're bad, but no, you can...
Security's too tight in here.
Hang on, let me turn your microphone on.
Security's too tight in here.
No, yeah, it is. It is kind of tight. We have a bouncer. Why do we have a bouncer now? I mean, I think we're going a little overboard.
You know, you have to do what you have to do to ensure quality broadcast.
Well, I don't know if that's going to do it. All right, so we're still in this fundraiser, are we not?
We are. We're still attempting to raise some scratch for the radio station.
We're doing good, though. The radio station is doing good. I looked at the figures before, and we're more than halfway to our goal.
And we greatly appreciate everyone who has called and contributed so far.
It is amazing. We had a Zapathon on Sunday. Do you know what a Zapathon is? Does anybody know? No? Nobody knows. Wow. A Zapathon is where you focus on the life of one Frank Zappa. Because focusing on two Frank Zappas would be too much for anyone to handle.
That is correct. And 12 hours would never cover that.
12 hours of that Frank Zappa is simply an incredible thing. I believe it's on the archive.
It is on the archive.
All right, which you can get to at WUSB.fm. You know, you can hear a lot of programs that have aired on this particular radio station by going to the archive. And maybe then you'll realize that this place is worth supporting, worth preserving, and things like that, and things like the discussion that we have here on this show, when we are able to take phone calls and when we do all kinds of other things, that it's not what you hear in very many places. And there's a reason for that, because airwaves are expensive, airwaves are precious, and very scarce. We don't have commercials, so your support is the only thing that really keeps us going. I've got something interesting this week.
What is it?
All right, well, we had, and we still do have this. A couple of people were whimpering. And, you know, you're right to whimper. Last week we only offered the USB thumb drive.
The USB USB.
A WUSB USB thumb drive, yes.
Right, that's right.
Filled with every single edition of Off the Wall. We were offering that for $75. Excuse me. We had some people call in for that, which was great, but there were some people that wanted to call in and weren't able to because they weren't listening live.
Mm-hmm.
And... well, I said, you know what, maybe if you listen live next week, meaning now, we might make that offer again. So, okay, you know what, we're going to make that offer again. $75 pledge. You'll get every single show from the very first show back in 2003 until this one. And for the people who pledged last week, okay, now you're getting an extra show. You're getting this show as well. And hopefully we can cram it all onto that. How big did we say the thumb drive was?
I don't know. It was huge, wasn't it?
32 gigs, yeah. Which is, you know, not bad to have a 32-gig thumb drive.
So, in other words, for how much money?
For, $75. Am I getting it right?
$75.
Yeah.
You get a thumb drive worth, we won't say how much, but certainly worth a good chunk of that money, plus every show that's ever been done for Off the Wall.
Right, and if you copy the shows onto your computer, off the thumb drive, and then erase it off the thumb drive, then the thumb drive goes back up in value, and you will have definitely made a worthy investment. 631-632-6901 is our phone number. So we have that. We have that, and you'll hear all kinds of interesting things that we've done over the years, including traveling to North Korea and former Yugoslavia and Albania and places like that. And you also hear discussions like this and all kinds of historical news items and events that took place. Okay, but this is the thing that we're offering this week. And I'm kind of nervous doing this because, well, you did something like it last week, and it was pretty successful on your show. You offered time on your show. I'm offering something that's a little different than that. I'm offering for a pledge of $150.
Mm-hmm.
And before you scoff at that amount, think about what you'd be doing to me if you called 631-632-6901 and pledged $150. You get to choose my opinion on any issue for 1 hour. Now, what that means is you call up and you make a pledge for $150, 631-632-6901. Then you tell me, and you will tell me personally, because, Finn, you can't have any knowledge of this.
I can't.
Because here's how it's going to work. One day at a date of agreement between myself and the contributor, I will go on the radio and I will espouse a particular position, and presumably one that I don't agree with. But I will have to be convincing for an entire hour. Now, I won't do certain things that are horrible, like, you know, support genocide or things like that. But, you know, for the most part, something that presumably I don't agree with, I will have to do that for an entire hour. And then at the end of the hour, that's when we'll announce, oh, by the way, this was the pledge from so-and-so.
Wow. Yeah, I have some ideas right now. I may pledge for this.
Yeah. I'm worried about how many people might do this because I could lose all credibility, whatever credibility I have left. And basically, you know, I have to do my homework on this because I've got to be convincing for an entire hour. And I'll take phone calls and people will attack me or agree with me. And then I'll have to either bite my lip and agree with them or try to defend myself against people who really agree with me.
And only at the end of it will you come out clean.
Hopefully. Well, if people tune away in disgust and never come back.
631-632-6901. So we have two special premiums tonight. One for $75 is the WUSB USB,
right,
where you get all of the shows from Off the Wall ever, right? Ever, of all time.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from 2003 until
which,
tonight.
How many hours did we figure out that was? 5,000 hours of broadcasting?
No, 500 hours.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, really? Hold on. If it's 50 hours a year times, you're right. Wait, no, 50 times 10, no, that's 500. What are you trying to do to me?
I know. I'm just trying to up the ante. So it's 500 hours of fantastic broadcasts over the years. You can
not all fantastic. Some of them are just good. Oh, really?
They're either great to excellent. And you can get all of them. All of you guys out there who are fans of Off the Wall, fans of Emmanuel, fans of any other shows he does, give us a call, 631-632-6901. $75 pledge gets you all, I repeat, all of the shows of Off the Wall, dating back to what year, Emmanuel?
2003. And I did do one bad show, and see if you can find out which one that is.
Very good. You can cross-reference with your friends and vote on which one is the worst one. 631-632-6901. And the second pledge is for a $150 pledge where you
get to control my mind for one hour.
And that's a difficult thing. I can vouch for that.
Maybe we need to illustrate this a little clearer. Let's say you're a caller, Finn.
Uh-huh. All right,
you call in, all right, and basically you're going to take the pledge. And then I'll run in and pick up the phone, and the person will tell me what position they want me to take. Now, can you think of a position that I might not agree with that I would have to espouse for an entire hour?
I would say something along the lines maybe of you are very protective. You want to defend to the end degree,
mm-hmm,
the positions of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, that's pretty much the borderline there.
But we're on it, right?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd have to seriously think about that. Okay, yeah, you know, something along those lines where I think people would see through that pretty quickly.
It'd be too clear?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, how about something, like, computer hackers have gone far enough, you know? We don't live in the same world anymore, people.
It's time to crack down on hackers.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was growing up, it was very different, all right? We respected certain things. But these days, people are going around hacking government websites. It's a different world. This is post-9/11, folks. This is something that we're going to have to get used to. And it's up to all of us to look around. And if you see somebody that is up to no good, you need to take note of that. You need to tell somebody. You need to contact authority figures. And it's for their own good. It's so that they get the help they need before they cause problems. You see, I can do it. I can do it.
You're doing it.
I can do this.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, well, we might get sued for
that.
Oh,
that's right. That's copyright.
So
631-632-6901, $150 you get to control Emmanuel's mind for 1 hour on a date just you two know about, and Emmanuel gets to put his point across, put your point across, or not your point, but whatever point he want to give him, put it across to the public.
Now, if you don't have an idea right away, that's okay. We can go back and forth and email or something like that, and you can figure it out whenever you feel like figuring it out, and then we'll just arrange it at that point. And the important thing is that we get calls now in this hour. We only have about 15 minutes left. Boy, time flies. 631-632-6901, a pledge of $150 will get you that control over the show for an hour. And $75 will get you every single copy of the show from the beginning until tonight. 631-632-6901. I'm sort of going to breathe a sigh of relief if nobody takes this, because it's work. It's work. It's a commitment. It's my reputation.
I don't think I want to be here when you're sweating.
Phone's ringing, Finn. My appointment with Destiny is on the other end of that phone call. All right. Well, we'll see. If that person is calling for the $150 pledge, please don't tell Finn what you want me to do. We'll work that out between you and me. 631-632-6901. There's nothing I won't do for this place, really. I will completely humiliate myself and put myself out there. Because that's how I feel. I feel it's worth it. And I feel that this place is so much better than any other radio station that you can pick up in the area. Because we open up the airwaves to all sorts of independent thought and a controversial thought. And it's an exercise in thinking, and I can hear Finn so clearly, so I hope that this doesn't go over the radio, whatever it is he's saying there. 631-632-6901. We do have room for more phone calls if somebody else wants to call in. And again, you don't have to know exactly what it is you want me to do or say right away. We can work that out over the course of however much time you want to take on it. The only qualifications are that it can't be something so offensive and horrible that nobody's ever going to believe it in the first place. It can be a little crazy, but not something that would get me drawn and quartered in the town square downstairs. Okay, while Finn is talking over there, we have a couple of interesting stories. How about this? The first manned Mars mission, it's coming up. They'll be crammed into a space the size of an RV for more than a year, breathing recycled air, subsisting on dehydrated food, and drinking their purified urine. That's a deal breaker right there. They'll basically be freeze-dried in the body bag if they happen to die while they're doing all this. If they survive, they'll have to re-enter Earth's atmosphere at a screaming 8.6 miles per second? Was it 8.8 miles? Very tiny. I don't think it makes a difference at that point. The applications are already rolling in for the first manned mission to Mars. That's according to the project team that's in charge of this. They were speaking at the National Space Symposium in Colorado Springs, which we mentioned earlier on. Members of the Inspiration Mars Foundation described the challenges inherent in launching two humans on a 501-day flyby journey to the Red Planet and back in January of 2051. No, not 2051, 2018. Yeah, it's within reach. 5 years away. We can actually do this. What do you think about that? And it's just because of some crazy ideas that people have, and a lot of money, too. So far, we haven't come up with any showstoppers. So that's exciting, said the president of the Paragon Space Development Corporation, which has partnered with Inspiration Mars. Millionaire Dennis Tito, who became the first space tourist in 2001, unveiled Inspiration Mars Mission for America back in February. The goal is to send two people, a man and a woman, possibly a married couple. Wow, that would be interesting. On a 501-day there-and-back flyby around Mars in January of 2018. Now, why January 2018? The positions of Earth and Mars are then ideal for such a quick trip, and the next such opportunity won't come around again until 2031. Yeah, so it's now or never, really. Well, it's now or 2031. The date also coincides with an 11-year solar minimum, which means the Inspiration Mars crew and the ship and everything will be exposed to less solar radiation than during other launch windows. So the plans to fund the Inspiration Mars Foundation for the first 2 years with its own money, with private donations covering the rest of the mission's costs. Those are the plans, actually. The plan is also to use a commercially available spacecraft, rockets, and hardware to get the spacefaring couple to the Red Planet. SpaceX's Dragon capsule is one possibility, but that vehicle has not yet been used to transport people, only cargo. There are a lot of unknowns. We don't want to put all our eggs in one basket, they say. The goal of the mission is to inspire the public and Congress to recommit to long-distance space travel. And to prove that humans can explore deep space, Tito and his team are planning a stripped-down, austere mission. The spacecraft will pass within 100 miles of Mars's surface, but won't enter orbit or touch down because that would require additional propulsion systems. It's like a boomerang. You throw it out there and it comes right back in 501 days. As part of the Keep It Simple philosophy, the crew won't go on any spacewalks during the mission. Opportunities for science experiments to fly on board will be limited. But the whole mission will be its own experiment, said Jonathan Clark, Inspiration Mars chief medical officer and a former space shuttle crew surgeon. The crew members will likely collect biological samples from their own bodies for analysis so that researchers can learn more about the effects of long-term space travel. Now, they're going to have to be somewhat mechanical. They're going to have to fix things on their own because 501 days, things might break down. But, wow, can you imagine that? A married couple taking a 501-day trip in an RV-sized spacecraft around Mars and back. That's something to talk about. Now, they're not taking applications, but they've already gotten a ton of applications. They're asking people to stop sending applications in. But, wow, this is interesting. Oh, Finn, you're back. I'm sorry. I had my back turned.
I am. I'm trying to make sure my wife doesn't see that offer.
Well, you know,
it's a long time together.
501 days isn't as long as you might think. It's about, what, a year and a half, maybe a little more than a year and a half. It'll go by like nothing. And you can probably get some kind of connectivity up there. Or you can bring DVDs or something. Although you could bring a thumb drive with every single off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the time will fly by. Because if you listen to one show a day, let's see. Yeah, that's just about the right amount of time. One show a day, you'd be back here. You go to Mars and back. So if you're actually out there thinking of applying to be the couple that flies around Mars, make sure that you demand that you're allowed to take the USB thumb drive with all the shows of Off the Wall from 2003 till now, because that will ensure that you can hear one show a day and get back here safe and sound and be all caught up. Well, actually, you won't be caught up because then you'll have another year and a half to listen to, but that's something to look forward to.
There's probably some streaming, though, right, up there?
We might be able to have some streaming up there. Yeah, I guess we could. Why not? You know, it's.
And, of course, you can get that thumb drive for a pledge of $75 to WUSB right now, 631-632-6901. You can
neglect
it to
mention. Yeah, the country code is 1, for those of you out of the country who might be confused by not knowing how to call us. I'm pretty sure you do know how to call us. Everybody else knows how to call us. We don't know how to call them because we get very confused with overseas phones. Okay, so what do we got?
Well, we want to
sell my soul or what?
You did, yes.
Boy.
I won't know what hour it is, but I'll attempt to guess when it happens. But Scott from Gold Canyon, Arizona, will be in contact with us with his...
Okay, all right.
With his, he wouldn't trust me with the information, you know. So.
Funny thing is, I know a Scott in Arizona.
There you go.
But I don't think it's this one. Hang on, let me see if it is this one. It is that one. Oh, boy. And I know what he's going to make me do.
Well, don't say anything.
Scott, you can't be that predictable. But it's good to know you're listening. Wow, that's pretty cool. Scott went to Stony Brook.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
And he's in Arizona now.
He made it all the way out there.
Isn't it amazing, folks, that you can listen to this radio station from anywhere in the world? I mean, that was not possible when I first started here. In fact, we could barely transmit beyond the parking lot. But now, and people can listen to shows from the past, too, and we couldn't transmit very far. But now people worldwide and over time can listen to us.
Well, right now we have the offer that Scott picked up on, $150 to control Emmanuel's mind for 1 hour, only beknownst to you guys. Nobody else, not even me.
Oh, I'm going to regret this. I'm going to regret this
You can
so much.
Have Emmanuel espouse the position you would like him to espouse within, you know, the bounds of FCC regulations and that type of deal.
Yeah, but those bounds of FCC regulations go far beyond my bounds of reason.
Yes, I understand.
That's the problem. And I am just, oh
so
boy.
So give us a call right now, 631-632-6901. You, for a $150 pledge, you can control Emmanuel's mind for an hour. And for a $75 pledge, you can get all the shows where you couldn't control his mind.
And that's not all, because we have other pledge levels as well. You can pledge $90.10 and get a whole bunch of USB paraphernalia, such as, what, T-shirts and hats?
T-shirts, cups, mugs, all these kinds of things, and I will hook you up with something like that. So if that's a little steep for you right now, that $75 or $150 pledge, you can pledge any amount.
That's true.
I'm here to take your call, and I'll be here to hook you up with something. 631-632-6901.
We take Visa, we take MasterCard, we take American Express, and we give it back.
That's right.
Yeah, no, we don't seize it. No, we take your numbers, and that's just one other way that you can contribute to WUSB. The only reason we're here is because of you guys. So please, 631-632-6901. And you know what? I think next week is the last week that we're doing this. We've made the goal every week, and I'm very pleased about that. I'm very grateful to our listeners for being there for us. And I know you've been doing great in your program, which follows this one. What's your secret, Finn?
The secret is that I give out ridiculously reasonable premiums, and lots of them. That's the secret.
Wow. Now, you're saying this isn't a ridiculously reasonable premium?
This is ridiculously reasonable.
I think it's ridiculously insane.
It is insane. It's going to be very embarrassing for you. And
it is.
631-632-6901. Contribute to the embarrassment of Emmanuel on the air.
You've had people come on the radio, right? You basically offer them the ability to control the show.
That's correct, for an hour of time.
What does that mean, though? What do they do?
Well, that means people can come on. They can either bring their accordion on and sing songs.
Hardcore
polka, or they can come on and discuss whatever they would like, once again within regulation bounds, such as they can't discuss things like how much their products cost. But I've had a few years back, I had a plumber on, and we talked about plumbing for an hour. It makes exciting radio.
Wow, that's interesting. That's an example. If you're a plumber, you can demand that I just espouse some particular aspect of plumbing for an hour.
You're a fan of plumbing.
Right? I'd have to research it and do this for an entire hour. Talk about what's that pipe underneath the sink where it goes in like a U so that things don't fall straight down. The trap, yeah. I can talk about how the trap like saves lives and things like that. I don't know.
631-632-6901. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Control Emmanuel's mind. Get all the shows on a WUSB USB stick. Call us right now. Support the show. Support the radio station.
And the other thing is that I espouse so many different points of view. Sometimes they conflict with each other. So people will be very confused as to when I'm espousing someone else's point of view. And I think that's, you know, it's a good exercise. It's a good exercise to go out there and try to espouse different points of view. If you're in a debate class, that's what you do. You're told, okay, you believe this now. This is what you're going to do. And you have to do it. You have to do it. There was a teacher who got in trouble for trying this with some of their kids.
Right.
A teacher said, you are now in Nazi Germany, and you hate all Jews and must justify his position. You have no alternative. And I could sort of see what they were after there, getting people to maybe sharpen their minds a little bit or see what the power of resistance actually is. But the parents got wind of that, and they weren't too happy. I would have been interested to see where that would have gone and what kinds of things kids would have come up with. But, you know, I don't know how old they were. I don't know if they were ready for that kind of a thing yet. I don't know if they were scared by it, but
I think they were high school kids.
Sure. I think they can deal with that. And I think
we did those things in high school. Things very similar to that.
I kind of like teachers being able to do what they want to do, and kids dealing with it, and parents staying out of it.
Creative thought.
Yeah, it's creative thought.
631-632-6901.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? We're out of time. We're totally out of time. Finn is up next. And, again, there is still time to call up once more for we have two pledge levels tonight. $75, you get a WUSB USB stick, which has every single edition of Off the Wall in full FM quality from the year 2003 until tonight's show in 2013. And for a pledge of $150, you'll get to dictate to me what opinion I will hold for an entire hour in a radio show, and I can't tell anybody that I'm actually espousing your opinion and not mine. Can't even tell Finn until the hour is over. And And again, you have time to think of this. Think of the opinion you want me to express. You can call up and pledge now, and then we can maintain contact until you decide what it is you'd like me to espouse. 631-632-6901. We're going to leave for tonight, but I want to ask folks to email us, otw@2600.com, if they have any further thoughts or questions or theories or things like that. And stay tuned for Finn coming up next. It's Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Have a good night.
There's no song for the singer, no words for the tune. There's a mess in the message and a man on the moon. There's no plan in the planet, so gone berserk. There's a milk bottle shortage and the traffic lights don't work. Lie down and be counted, don't take any more. Lie down and be counted, what are we standing for? But there's hope done. There's national health and ice in the fridge and the occasional cow on a motorway bridge. There's extended credit on easier terms, something to kill or no household germ. There's sofa and washing machines, stars on Sunday, fish fingers and beans. Lie down and be counted, don't take any more. Lie down and be counted, what are we standing for? There's no song for the singer, no words for the tune. There's a mess in the message and a man on the moon. There's no plan in the planet, it's all gone berserk. There's an everything shortage and the traffic lights still don't work. Lie down and be counted, don't take any more. Lie down and be counted, don't take any more.
Oh, yes, my friends. Finn with you. Finn's Revolution until the 9 p.m. hour. I'm just going to lay down some music for you guys tonight, and I'd like you to make some contributions. I have two copies here of the brand new Steve Earle album for a $25 pledge, and two copies of the brand new Flaming Lips album for the $25 pledge. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. So that's four CDs totally, $25 pledge each, one of the brand new Steve Earle and one of Flaming Lips, two of each. Give us a call, 631-632-6901.